Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
All right, so if you get married a whole bunch of different times, we got questions. Because I was explaining to y'all yesterday that I went to the nail salon, was sitting next to this woman, and we're chit-chatting, and she was talking about wanting grandkids, but she didn't have them yet because her daughter refuses to get married. And then she says to me, but it's probably my fault because I've been married 6 times. And I froze. I was like, oh. And then I did that little polite thing where you just go, oh, lovely. And then you don't continue it. So, but then afterwards, I was driving myself crazy going, why didn't I ask her so many more questions about all kinds of things? Like, if you've been married 6 times, do you change your name all those times? Like, every single time, do you get a new last name?
You just hyphenate one, like, after the other, after the other, after the other, after
the
other.
Was there one of the 6 that you thought, now this is the one? Like, this is really the one? Like, was there a front runner of all of those? Like, did you keep an album of photos from each and every one? Do you wear a new dress? There's so many questions that I have surrounding these multiple marriages. Like, how does it work?
Well, Jen, you are in luck because we had a bunch of people reach out to us and say that they have been married multiple times, or their family member has, or they know the answers to the question because of their grandmother. So you still have the list of questions in your notepad.
Oh, yeah. I've got all the questions and even more.
All right. Say hello to Natalie.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right. Tell us what makes you an expert in this area.
Okay. I'm an expert because my mom, who is 48, has been married and divorced 7 times. And she is currently engaged to lucky Mr. 8.
Well, you know what they say, Natalie? 8th time is a charm. Right? So,
yeah.
All right. Can you hang on? And Jen's going to prepare her questions. And all we want you to do is answer. She's going to rattle them off and you just answer them. To the best of your ability, based on your mom's experience with 8 engagements and 7 marriages.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
You hope to only hear this once in your life as you walk down the aisle. But maybe you hear it twice, maybe even 3 times. But what if it's been 7? We've got Natalie joining the Jeff and Jen Show this morning to explain the answer to so many questions we have if you've been married tons of times, because her mom has been married 7 times and is engaged to lucky number 8.
All right. Who says, Jen, dreams don't come true? Because
yes.
Natalie is now going to answer every question you had for the one who got away, and which is shocking because that woman, you're the only person she's ever gotten away from.
I know. I sat next to a woman at the nail salon who'd been married 6 times, and I froze up, and I didn't ask her all the questions I wanted to ask. So, Natalie, you're going to help us with these, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So, do you wear a new dress every time you get married? Did your mom wear 7 different wedding gowns?
No, she definitely reused some of them.
Seriously?
Reuse.
Okay, can I ask follow-ups?
Yes, of course.
Did any of the guys that she reused those dresses with know that they were previously used?
No.
Okay.
Okay. What about her last name? How many times did she change her name?
Twice, and then she gave up on changing it.
Okay, only 2 times. And then she just was like, no, I'm keeping my own name. I am woman, hear me roar. But really, it was all the all the paperwork problems.
I was going to say, doesn't it take forever to change your name?
Oh, my gosh. It's a huge pain. Okay, Natalie, did she ever keep wedding albums from each of these 7 marriages?
Actually, she did. She does have an album for each of them.
So is it almost like a library shelf with a set of encyclopedias, you know, like old, like,
old school.
Like think super old school before Google when you would have like A through B, E, and then the next one would be, you know, B, F through whatever.
I remember.
And the whole show.
That's when we were really little, Jeff.
I know.
You're totally dating us right now. Okay. And do you know about how much she spent on divorces, or did she use the same divorce lawyer every time?
My Uncle Jim is a lawyer, so she used him every time.
Uncle Jim. And Uncle Jim is like just shaking his head. She knocks on the door. He's like, oh, here we go. Let me get out a copy of the last time. We'll just redo it.
Do you think
insert new name?
Yes.
Do you think Uncle Jim regrets ever letting her get a deal like the first couple times he did it? You know, because he's like, yeah, I'll give you a deal. I mean, you're only going to get one divorce in your life. And the second,
absolutely.
He's like,
he didn't sign up for this.
Right.
All right, Natalie. And then I got two more questions for you. First one is, did any of the husbands know each other?
No, I don't believe so.
Really?
Okay, a follow-up to that. Where does she meet them? Like, 8 is a lot of men to come from different social circles. So is she active? Like, when she goes out and puts herself back out there, is she like, oh, I got to join a club? Like, I got to join this new whatever club? I don't know. What types of clubs do
people...
Or
new online dating app or something?
Or a new app, or I got to go to the neighbor watch meeting because I got to find me a man.
I feel like she finds them on different dating apps, and that's why they don't overlap.
Okay, and then my last question is, because you're her daughter, does she expect you to get excited every single time she gets engaged? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the engagement picture and the ring, and it's like, oh my God, I'm engaged! I'm getting married! Like, does she expect you to throw her a party and be excited about it?
She does, but there is no way I can handle that. I also gave up after number 3.
Does she expect gifts? Does she register? Does she want gifts? Do people send her gifts? Does she get congratulatory cards?
She does, but I feel like they're extremely over her, but she does get them from family. They try to be supportive, but everyone probably sends in the same card or the same message.
Probably like, that toaster I sent you, it's still good. We're cool.
Yeah, you still got that Mr. Coffee? All right. Boom. Fist bump.
What about bridesmaids? Do you ask the same women to be your bridesmaids 8 times?
Funny enough, she doesn't use bridesmaids, so I think she gets away with not having to ask the same people.
Yeah, she doesn't have time for female friends because she's hunting single men. Okay, and then I have one last question.
Okay.
Am I cutting you off, or did you say you were done?
I think I'm good. I keep thinking of more.
Okay, my last question is, are there any guys that she was engaged to but didn't get married to? Like, we know it's 8 engagements, 7 marriages. Or we know that she's currently engaged to her eighth husband, but are there any engagements that didn't go through?
No, they all went through. We're hoping this one doesn't quite go through, but they all went through.
Did she keep any of the rings or all of the rings?
She did pawn some of them, but she does have quite a few.
Wow, she should make him into one of those, like, you know, what are they called? Pandora bracelets. Where you just have to wear, is that where all the little charms?
She's got a full charm bracelet by
my
now.
My bad juju bracelet right here.
It's rattling down the hall. She can't go through any airport because someone...
Maybe she should just consider a dog.
Right.
Yeah. Stick around longer.
Fascinating. Thank you, Natalie, for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, and tell your mom if she sends us a wedding announcement, we will be excited for her because we didn't know 1 through 7. So to us,
okay, I'll let her know,
8th time's a charm.
Apparently.
Okay, thanks, Natalie.
Star 94.1. Thanks for waking up with Jeff and Jen.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.